Adios, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, 4-5. The topic of this Mishnah is Revai. Revai means fourth year produce, meaning after the 3 years of Orla, where the food is, the produce, the fruit is totally restricted, forbidden. In the fourth year, it's called Revai, and it has to be brought to Yerushalayim and consumed in Yerushalayim. And if you can't bring it there, you can redeem it onto coins and bring those coins to Yerushalayim and spend the coins on foodstuffs over there. So that, of course, sounds very much like Maaser Sheni. The question is, how much is Revai like Maaser Sheni? So we have a machlokas here between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai again. And Beis Shammai hold it's only like Maaser Sheni in those ways, but not in other ways. Whereas Beis Hillel says essentially that Maaser Sheni and Revai are halachically interchangeable. There's a Gezeira Shava of the word Kodesh and two different psukim that connect them, that essentially the same various halachas that apply to Maaser Sheni apply to Revai as well. Now, our Mishnah is going to refer to Kerem Revai, which means a fourth-year vine in a vineyard, a grapevine. There's a Machlokas Tanaim if Revai is peculiar just to grapes, or if it applies to all kind of fruit trees. The Mishnah says Kerem Revai, but La Halacha should be rewritten as Neta Revai, fourth-year produce, because that's how the halacha is. So, the Mishnah says, Kerem Revai, fourth year, I'll translate it as produce. Beshame Omrim Ein Lo Chomesh Ve'Ein Lo Bior. Although it is like Maaser Sheni in some ways, it's not in other ways, specifically in Chomesh and Bior. Chomesh is if one has Maaser Sheni and he's going to redeem it onto coin. So if it's his own produce, you know, let's say he has, you know, $4 worth of wine. So then he can transfer the Kedusha off of the wine onto $4 coins, but he would have to add a fifth coin. That's called Chomesh. Okay, so that's what we would describe that as a 25% surcharge, right? 4 goes to 5, that's an extra 25%. Mishnah refers to it as chomesh, because for every 4 there's a fifth milabar, okay? And then take it to Yerushalayim over there. By the way, that wouldn't apply if, let's say, for example, I didn't want to take the wine to Yerushalayim, but I would sell it to you, and then you'll drink it, and I'll take the money that you buy it for. Then I can sell it to you for the regular price of 4, no chomesh required. It's only when you redeem your own produce that you add the chomesh. And Bior means to remove from your possession. So the story is that in the Shemitah cycle, twice after the first 3 years and the second 3 years, there's a deadline when you have to square up giving away all your trumas and maisos as they should go, taking the food to Yerushalayim and eat it. And if you can't get to Yerushalayim in time with the deadline, so then you have to remove the Maaser Sheni from your possession. That's called Bior. The actual deadlines, according to pretty much everybody, is Erev Pesach on year 4 and year 7. Okay? So the question is, if you have Revai, fourth year produce, let's say fourth year wine, meaning it's fourth year, then do you have to take it, and it's now you're passing the deadline of the Bior deadline that applies to the other different tithes and gifts. So then do you have to remove from your possession, destroy it, or give it away, whatever it is? So according to Beis Shammai, you do not. In other words, Revai is different than Maaser Sheni, which does have this Bior requirement. And Beis Hillel will be strict and say it does. Beis Hillel, Omrim, Yesh lo Chomesh, there is Chomesh, Yesh lo Bior, there's also obligation for Bior, for removing it from your possession, because again, by Revai, the Pasuk says, Uvashana ha-revi'is yeh kol pirio kodesh hilulim Lashem, and that word kodesh is seen as having the tradition Beis Hillel had, is there's a Gezeira Shava that's connected to the Pasuk about Maaser Sheni, which says, V'chol Maaser ha'aretz, Mizera ha'aretz mi pri ha'eitz Lashem hu kodesh Lashem. Again, this extra kodesh there to connect the two psukim to make a gezeira shava connecting Maaser Sheni to Revai. The second part of the Mishnah now discusses another point, which are gifts that are peculiar to a vineyard, specifically ololos and peret. I'll remind you, peret is really much the same thing as leket. When you're harvesting the grapes, if one or two fall, you leave them for the poor people. And ololos are these kind of misshapen small clusters. Again, they lack a katef and natef, whatever that means, but they are small and they should again be given to the left for the aniyim. Now the question is, what's with Revai, Neta Revai, or here, Kerem Revai, the fourth year grapes? So now, does one leave these gifts to the poor or not? And the basic principle of the Machlokas here is going to be, Beis Hillel hold that since Revai is just like Maaser Sheni, and Beis Hillel hold like Reb Meir, that Maaser Sheni is called Mamon Govoa. It doesn't belong to you, the farmer. It belongs to Hashem, so to speak, and you take it to Yerushalayim and you eat it like with Hashem, so to speak, but you're eating Hashem's stuff, not your stuff. So therefore, it becomes Maaser Sheni, but is exempt from gifts, like the gifts to the poor. Like the Pasuk talking about Olos and Peret talks about Karmacha your Kerem, and it's not your produce from the vineyard here, it's Hashem's. So therefore, Beis Hillel is going to say it's exempt from Matanos to the poor. And Beis Shammai, however, say, no, it's not revised, not the same thing as Maaser Sheni, and therefore it's your private property, it's Mamon Hediot, and therefore you do have to leave the various gifts to the poor. That's what it says inside here. It says, Beis Shammai Omrim Yeshlo Feret, there is the obligation to leave Peret, the one or two grapes that fall as you're harvesting it, because it's Mamon Hediot, it's your private property in the fourth year. Yeshlo Olos, and the same goes, you have to leave any of these small, scrawny, misshapen clusters of grapes for the poor people in the fourth year of the plant's life. V'ha'aniyim podin la'atzma. Now the aniyim are going to collect these olos and peret. What are they going to do with it? They can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim because it's fourth year revai. That means they'll have to themselves take it to eat in Yerushalayim, or they can be poded, they can redeem it onto coins and take the coins to Yerushalayim, but the point is they're restricted. It's the aniyim can collect the peret and the olos, but that produce is restricted because it's revai, fourth year produce, and they'll just deal with it like everyone else. Beis Hillel omrim kul lagas. Beis Hillel say, no, there's no need to leave anything for the poor people from the fourth year produce because it's mamon gavoa, it's not yours to leave, it's Hashem's, you bring it up to Yerushalayim, and therefore kul lagas means all of it, meaning even the peret olos, all go to the gas. A gas or a gat is a press, meaning the grape press, meaning you collect all the grapes, even the peret, the would-be peret, the would-be olos, all goes, it's pressed, turned into wine, and then you bring the wine all to Yerushalayim to consume over there, leaving nothing specific for the aniyim.